Title: California Reinstates COVID-19 Supplemental Paid Sick Leave. Content: We previously described the framework for an agreement to reinstate California's supplemental paid sick leave. Governor Newsom signed Senate Bill SB 114 into law on February 9, 2022. The specifics of the bill are summarized below. Author's note: The prior version of this article noted SB 114 required employers to list the amount of CSPSL used by an employee during a given pay period. SB 114 can be interpreted to require that wage statements list both available and used CSPSL. The wage statement section has been updated to reflect best practices in light of the ambiguity in the law. California's new COVID-19 supplemental paid sick leave law in 2021, California enacted Senate Bill SB 95, which provided COVID-19 supplemental paid sick leave (CSPSL) to covered employees. SB 95 expired on September 30, 2021. SB 114 is the new CSPSL law that will apply in 2022. SB 114 is similar to SB 95 in many ways. Both apply to employers with more than 25 employees, both apply retroactively, and both cap CSPSL at $511 per day or $5,110 in the aggregate. There are, however, critical differences between the two laws. For example, SB 95 provided up to 80 hours of CSPSL in a single batch, while SB 114 provides CSPSL in two batches, each batch permitting up to 40 hours of CSPSL. SB 95 required wage statements to show the amount of leave available, while SB 114 requires wage statements to show the amount of leave used. And each law uses different methods of calculating the regular rate of pay for compensating CSPSL. Amount of CSPSL: SB 114 provides CSPSL in two batches, with each batch permitting up to 40 hours of CSPSL, full-time employees, or those who worked or were scheduled to work, on average, at least 40 hours per week in the 2 weeks preceding the date CSPSL is taken are entitled to 40 hours of CSPSL. Part-time employees with normal weekly schedules are entitled to the total number of hours normally scheduled for 1 week, not to exceed 40 hours. Part-time employees on variable schedules are entitled to 7 times the average number of hours worked each day in the 6 months preceding the date the employee takes CSPSL, not to exceed 40 hours. Batch 1 employees may use up to 40 hours of CSPSL if they are unable to work or telework for the following specified reasons. They are subject to a quarantine or isolation period related to COVID-19 as defined by an order or guidance of the State Department of Public Health, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, or a local public health officer who has jurisdiction over the workplace. They have been advised by a healthcare provider to isolate or quarantine due to COVID-19. They are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and seeking a medical diagnosis. They are caring for a family member who is subject to a quarantine or isolation period related to COVID-19. Or who has been advised to isolate or quarantine by a healthcare provider. The employee is caring for a child whose school or place of care is closed or otherwise unavailable for reasons related to COVID-19 on the premises. They are attending an appointment for themselves or a family member to receive a COVID-19 vaccine or booster, or they are experiencing symptoms or caring for a family member experiencing symptoms related to a COVID-19 vaccine or booster that prevents them from working or teleworking. Employees may determine how many hours of CSPSL to use, up to the total number of hours of their entitlement, except they may be limited to 24 hours of CSPSL for the vaccine-related reasons listed above, number 6 and 7, unless they provide medical certification requiring additional time. This limitation applies for each vaccine or booster shot. Batch 2 employees may use up to 40 additional hours of CSPSL for the following 2 reasons. The employee tests positive for COVID-19. The employer may require the employee to submit their original positive test, and may also require the employee to submit to a diagnostic test on or after the 5th day after the positive test was taken and provide documentation of those results. Employers must make the confirmatory tests available at no cost to the employee. There is no obligation to provide additional hours under Batch 2 if the employee refuses to provide documentation of the initial positive test and/or the confirmatory test, or the employee's family member, for whom they are pro.